The Dodgers looking to take 3 out of 4 from the Marlins. Yasmani Grandal signing an autograph before the game. We pick up the action. No score. Bottom of the first. 2 on, 2 out. Adrian Gonzalez facing Vance Worley.
Lance Lynn, Clayton Kershaw Tuesday night. Mike Leake off to a great start against Rich Hill on Wednesday night. Michael Wacha will be pitching for the Cardinals. A line drive into the right field corner. That's going to be a base hit. And it's going to roll off the wall. In the score is Bellinger. Right behind him is Grandal. Sliding safely into second base is Adrian Gonzalez. And the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead.
Kind of an interesting player, and just the snapshot we've seen is a ground ball. A diving back in and stopped by Udley from his knees. He throws to first base and gets the runner. My, oh, my. Forget what the birth certificate says about when Chase Utley was born. He just sacrificed his body, leaped into the air, a diving stop, and then throws out the runner. What a play.
A tremendous jump, too. And at the end, he had to leap for the ball to backhand it. And from his knees, as you said, Rick.
Into right. On its way. And gone. A home run. Jock Peterson, his second home run of the year, has given the Dodgers a 3-0 lead. A high, majestic shot. Stanton simply ran out of room. Dodgers lead it 3-1 with 2 out in the bottom of the 5th. And Gonzalez into left center field for a base hit. Here comes Grandal, and he will score. Adrian Gonzalez 3-for-3. 3 RBIs. And the Dodgers lead 4-1. Second and third, they left 2 runners. Dodgers lead 4-1. Now they've got second and third, nobody out. Let's see what they can do with their scoring opportunity. Off the glove of Dietrich in the left. Rounding third. On his way home, Hernandez beats the throw. Dodgers lead 6-1.
The Dodgers take 3 out of 4 from the Marlins as they win at 6-3. Brandon McCarthy the victory, allowing 1 run in 6 frames, striking out 5. Adrian Gonzalez with 3 hits and 3 RBIs, while Yasmani Grandal notches 3 hits to go along with 2 runs scored. The Dodgers take 3 of 4 from the Marlins. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after the game.
I liked his aggressiveness. He filled up the strike zone, was on the attack. And, you know, getting ahead of hitters with the fastball, with the breaking ball, you know, he was relentless today. And, you know, for me, 6 innings, 1 run, put us in a good chance to win a baseball game.
Andrew Friedman said to me earlier that he felt like Mac has had just a different look in his eyes this entire season. Have you sensed that?
He has. It's one of those things that, you know, you like to think that all players have that laser focus on a mission, but, you know, from spring training on, he's been that guy. And he's all in for the ball club, helping us win games. But his preparedness is, you know, is really paralleled to Clayton. And, you know, that speaks volumes. So his last turn wasn't great. But for him to bounce back today and throw the ball the way he did, special.
He had that big moment in the 6th inning, standing up to the plate. He got runners on 2nd and 3rd. He represents the tying run. He had 18 outs today. 10 of them were ground outs. And that was the last one. That was a big.
Yeah, he and Yazzie work really well together, and there's a trust, there's a rapport between the two, and he got that ground ball when we needed, and, you know, credit to the positioning, and, you know, Woody had him in the right place, Corey made a nice play, but that part of the game could have went anyway, could have went a different direction, and, you know, right there, for me, the 2 lefties coming back to get Avalon in there, but not to push him too much. You know, as these guys have been pushed here the last few days, so it was good to get Avi in there, the pen, but can't say enough about Max Outing.
Why would you at that point? You mentioned the lefties. I know it's the third time through the order. On the other hand, he's only had 75 pitches. And
it's just for me. I think that it's a matter of, I feel that with the off day coming tomorrow, you know, for Louis to go out there and throw 10 pitches, it's not a big deal, and for Fields to face a hitter, and for me, counting outs, and I like when pitchers have an outing where they can feel good about things and build on it.
Doc, why not use Josh if he activated today, or was he just kind of the long man?
He was a long man for coverage.
guys have at least six runs in these last five games. Is there one thing that you see your hitters collectively doing when you guys get on a roll like this?
I think it's one of those, you know, just sort of the relentless at-bats. And, you know, the first person that comes to mind for me is Chris Taylor. And he's been at the top. He's been in the middle. And the fight that he has every single at-bat, that wears on pitchers. And, you know, when you see pitchers grinding through our lineup, then, you know, there's traffic created, and we've been getting big hits. You know, and today Adrian came up with some big hits today for us.
Dave, you got hesitant to use Jansen in the eighth inning. You had two runners on and five on base since then. Did you, and Jansen was warming up, did you think about it, or were you, was it as much for Baez as what you're thinking about Baez as opposed to bringing
it? It was, I have a lot of trust in Petey, and right there I had Kenley. That was going to be Pedro's last hitter, so I wanted Kenley just to be there if needed. So yeah, I mean, that was a big out for Petey.
It's timing that.
Well, you know, it's hitting is tough to do. So it's today it was. So you know, I'm sure he's going to enjoy the off day. But you know, in the batter's box, even the 0-2 fastball that he flied out, pulled it in the air, flew out to deep right field. His last at bat, there were some good things, and staying on the left-hander. So again, some big timely hits from Adrian.
Part of what Adrian had said when he went on the DL was, it makes it easier. I know Cody's here and doing well. The team's not going to lose as much. But now that you've seen what Adrian can do based on today when he's healthy, I mean, is it clear that for you guys to get to where you're going to want to go, you need him healthy and productive?
We do. And, you know, we're counting on that. And as good as Cody's been, you know, to have Adrian wherever I choose to hit him, to give us that professional at bat, to get us those big hits when we need. And it's one of those things, and I've referred to that before, where Adrian, it doesn't matter where I hit him, but I trust him with guys on base. And so with the guys ahead of him have a propensity to get on base. And so Adrian's going to have a lot of opportunities to drive in runs. It was good. It was good, and you can see the boyish smile of him running around the bases. You know, that's Jock. And I think the irony is he wasn't trying to hit a homer there. He was trying to make good contact and put a good swing on the baseball. So as a byproduct, yeah, to hit a homer, I think there's a little exhale from Jock. You know, obviously the power's in there, and the homers will come. But I think for him, he was just happy to, you know, get a hit. So, but the walk, the hit by pitch, the base, the homer, and hit a ball flat to the six hole. Guy made a nice play on, so he had some good at-bats today.
A nice effort from Adrian Gonzalez as he tallies three hits and three RBIs.
Just relax and not do too much. I just try to get my body in a good position and just let things happen. So today was a good day for me to just say, just relax, don't think too much. And, you know, if you're going to get hits, you're going to get hits, but you can't force it.
I know you were struggling with the sun a bit earlier in this game, and Nomar was talking about how difficult it is to know where you are against the wall as well as keep track of the ball. How tough was that?
It's tough when it's out there. I looked up three times I got sun. Luckily, you know, the glasses were able to let me keep looking up, and eventually it came out at the last second, and you know, I was able to be in a good place to be able to catch it.
Even with the injuries we've seen over the last few weeks, this offense is really clicking. What are you seeing from you guys at the plate?
Everybody has his games. We got the guys in the top of the order doing great things. From there on out, we'll get contributions from different guys. So, it's a deep lineup. It's a deep team. And, we don't depend on one guy. We can do it from a number of ways.
Up next, the Dodgers begin a series on Tuesday at home against the Cardinals.